Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, where I'm going to learn how to say from somewhere to somewhere. Today, we have Bruce Abin from Hyperloop One joining us. Hi, Bruce.
Ni hao. Hi, Xiaolan.
Yeah. Can you tell us more about why you decided to move to Hyperloop from another exciting job as a managing editor at Forbes?
Sure. So I wrote a cover story about Hyperloop, the technology and the profile of this company, Hyperloop One, in Los Angeles, and loved it so much. A year later, I decided to leave Forbes and work full-time to share the story of Hyperloop with everyone in the world and get people excited about it.
Yeah.
It's the first new transportation technology in almost 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. If we look at the development of transportation history, of course, we had the steam engine, and then we have the car, of course, in between the bicycles, and then airplane. But since then, there was really not much innovation. In between, there was a lot of incremental improvement,
right,
but not as breakthrough as Hyperloop.
No, the closest thing was James Bond's amphibious car, and they used to get away in one of those movies.
Right. So in order to take on this amazing challenge, you had to move from New York to Los Angeles.
Yes, and from the media to technology, and from a big company to a small company.
Exactly. So today we need to talk about from somewhere to somewhere. And from New York to Los Angeles, we say 从 New York 到 Los Angeles.
从 New York
到
Los Angeles.
Yeah, so 从 means to be from somewhere. 从, and the character for 从, it's very simple. It's two people together. So one follows the other. 从,
从.
That means to follow. Yes, okay. 从,
从.
从, and to arrive somewhere, we say 到.
到.
D-A-O, 到, exactly, like Taoism, 到.
到, yeah.
Yeah, 到. So 从 New York 到 Los Angeles.
从 New York 到 Los Angeles.
Yeah, and then 从 journalism 到 transportation or technology.
从 journalism 到 transportation technology.
Yeah, exactly. So you've moved a lot. And tell us more about Hyperloop. It's such an amazing concept, and potentially you can transform the entire, not only the industry, but also how people move around. And you are going to create another wave of globalization, I think.
That's the idea, is to turn whole regions into metro stops, so we can go from London to Manchester in an hour, or even a half hour, or New York to Boston in 40 minutes. And you can work anywhere and be anywhere and go back for dinner. You can move anything anywhere. It could change manufacturing. It could change logistics and supply chain.
Right.
Yeah, and the idea is to do it at a cost that's, you know, closer to a bus ticket than an airplane ticket. So very high-capacity system.
Yeah, the high-capacity is actually my next question, because from the current description that it has to be a tube, it has to be vacuumed, and then a high-speed and all the push, it sounds like just the infrastructure itself is going to cost a fortune. And, of course, the operation cost has to be on top. So how to address the scalability?
Yeah, it's not a cheap option, but it's a high reward. We've looked at the numbers, and the thing to compare it to is high-speed rail, which is a very big industry, and countries are spending billions of dollars on it. We just think there's an opportunity to shift some of that dollars towards Hyperloop, and our studies have shown Hyperloop One system can be 2/3 of the cost of high-speed rail, but 3 times the performance. That's the idea.
Yeah, and with the current design, how many, for example, if that's a human carrier, how many people can we carry each time?
It would be the same capacity as regular traditional rail, if not more. And you could leave every 30 seconds or so, 45 seconds. So it's more like an elevator than it is train. So you don't have to wait at the station.
Oh, yeah. It's like a conveyor belt, that type of concept.
Yeah.
So just keep shooting from one place to another one. 从到.
从到, every minute. Yeah.
Yeah, every minute. So can we do it this way? One morning I wake up, and I go to the London Paddington station. So 从 London 到 Paris. I will be there in half an hour. So I have my meeting in Paris. And after the meeting, 从 Paris, I can go, for example, I'm going to Beijing in 3 hours. So, 到 Beijing, can we do that?
Someday.
Maybe quicker to dig through the earth. Okay, so 从 Paris 到 Beijing.
从 Paris 到 Beijing, yes.
Yeah, so I can make the afternoon meeting, and in between, inside the Hyperloop, I can have my lunch.
And dinner.
And, oh no, yeah, later, I'm still going to do something in Beijing. So, okay. Yeah, I'm going to have a meeting in Beijing, meet up with Xi Jinping, and then after that, should we go to Tokyo for a nice dinner? Some there's a lot of Michelin restaurants. So, 从 Beijing 到 Tokyo.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, about 40 minutes. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Okay, and then another, so after dinner, then another maybe 3 hours, we can return to San Francisco. So, 从 Tokyo 到 San Francisco.
Yeah, world traveler in one day.
Yeah, it sounds a good plan. So, when we say 从 somewhere to somewhere, we said 从 A place 到 B place, and could be physical place, could be, for example, we talk about your career, 从 journalism 到 transportation technology.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say 从 a little girl 到 a big woman. You can actually use the same expression to describe the time horizon, geographic progress, or someone's career move. It's a super useful phrase.
How do you say anywhere?
任何地方.
So 从 here.
Yeah.
到
anywhere.
anywhere.
Yeah, 任何地方.
Yeah.
A more poetic way of saying is we can say 何地.
何地.
何时何地, that's anytime, anywhere. 何 means what. So 时 is time. So 何时, when, or anytime. 何地.
何地.
Anywhere.
So that would be our slogan or motto in China. Anytime.
Okay.
Where.
Anytime, anywhere. I can develop your logo, Chinese logo for you.
We do.
And your slogan.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a lot of fun. Thank you, Bruce. We wish you all the best. And it's a really exciting journey. You are transforming the entire transportation history and also benefit millions of people potentially.
Thanks for letting me be on the show.
谢谢. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we have an exciting session talking about from where to another place. We have Bruce Abin, and I hope you enjoy this episode, and we hope you can rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.